Simon & Schuster Audio presents Cryptomania, Hype, Hope, and the Fall of FTX's Billion-Dollar Fintech Empire by Andrew R. Chow. Read by Eric Yang. What's lighter than the mind? A thought. Then thought? This bubble world. What, then, this bubble? Not. Francis Quarles. Emblems, 1635, in the midst of tulip mania. Crypto forever, screams your stupid boyfriend. Fuck you, Kevin. Lana Del Rey, Sweet Carolina, 2021. Prologue. On November 15th, 2022, Sam Bankman-Fried was sitting alone in his $30 million, 12,000-square-foot penthouse in the Bahamas when he received a message from someone he thought of as an old friend. Sam had received a lot of messages that week, from livid investors, anguished employees, harried lawyers, all begging him to call them back. It was after midnight, and he hadn't gotten a full night's sleep in ages. His eyes were strained from staring at spreadsheets that, no matter how many times he refreshed them, showed he was sinking into an $8 billion hole. But Sam liked and trusted Kelsey Piper, especially because they were part of the same philosophical community called effective altruism. So he stayed up with her, chatting for over an hour via direct messages on X, the platform then known as Twitter, before returning to the spreadsheets and then eventually passing out. The next day, Sam was scrolling Twitter when he came across their conversation posted on the news site Vox. Piper, he had somehow forgotten, was a journalist. She claimed that they weren't really friends at all, but had merely met at professional conferences. And now the offhand answers Sam had sent her were going viral on Twitter, because they debunked the entire persona that he had cultivated for years. While Sam had long waxed poetic about devoting his life toward the betterment of humanity, he told Piper that his philosophizing was part of a dumb game we woke Westerners play, so everyone likes us. He had spent hundreds of hours and at least $93 million in Washington cozying up to politicians and regulators, but now crassly dismissed them. Fuck regulators. They can't actually distinguish between good and bad. And the messianic image he and others had cultivated promising a crypto-induced utopia? Some of this decade's most beloved people are basically shams. The interview pulled back the curtain, revealing the sociopath behind the curly-haired saint. It not only threatened to crush his reputation, but also that of cryptocurrency writ large.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?